Mother Teresa was already a consecrated sister in the Loreto nuns. And she was teaching, educating, doing great works of mercy. And then the Lord spoke to her on a train and really gave her this invitation, we might even say command, to go to India and to begin to love and serve the poorest of the poor. It seemed to make no sense. She was already doing very holy work. She was already engaged in very fruitful ministry. She was already part of a community of consecrated women. But she chose to obey. She chose to listen to that voice, starting the Missionaries of Charity, which are now all over the globe and are such an amazing witness to the tender compassion of Christ. It was a bit like her moment at Lake Gennesaret, when Jesus says to Simon, "Lower your nets." Doesn't seem to make any sense. They've already been fishing. They've already been out there all night. But what does Simon say? "At your command, I will lower the nets. At your command, I will lower the nets." The words obedience and obey and even submit are not very happy ones in our modern American culture, but they are very biblical ones. To obey the command of God is to bring about a great harvest, to catch more fish than you would know what to do with. It's to come close to Jesus. In our lives, we all are obedient to someone, especially God, first of all. When we hear the voice of the Lord, do we obey? Do we answer? Do we, yes, even submit? Even when we don't understand why God might be asking me this, can we lower the nets even after we've toiled for a long time? Can we say like Simon Peter, "Master, we've worked hard, we've caught nothing. I've been at this for a while, Master. But since it's you asking me, and I know it's you, I will obey." Faith is obeying the goodness of God even without understanding everything completely. They caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. And all were in astonishment at the catch of fish they had made, because they had obeyed.